Testing, 1, 2, 3, we are live. Oh, wait, let me correct that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Holla, I am live. And the reason I had to correct myself is because tonight, or today, whenever you hear this, you're only going to hear one M. That's right, just me, Marvin B, minus Matt Rainey, minus Martin Obando. And I'm really just here to do a quick little tweener show. Had a little break here. We had a couple of weeks without Matt Rainey around. And I did ask Martin Obando and John Dubinsky to fill in for a couple of weeks. And I want to give a special thank you to both of them. They did a fantastic job and made me sound pretty good. Or I think so, but we'll see. So tonight, I just wanted to do a little fill-in show. It's going to be short, and wanted to take care of some housekeeping stuff that we normally don't do during the regular show, mainly because we don't follow a script very well, or I don't follow a script very well, and I just get on here and let Matt talk so we share some great stories. So tonight, I just want to make sure we get a couple of housekeeping stuff. First thing I want to do is to make sure I remind everybody to visit podnuts.com. And the reason I say that is because we've got some great shows over there. I especially want to make sure that we do a mention of if you like the shows on the Podnuts Network, please make sure that you do a couple of things. One, head over to the main page. And if you get to the main page and then just kind of scroll over to the right, and about halfway down, you're going to see a subscribe button. And for those of you that listen on a regular basis, we're just asking everybody to give $1 a month to subscribe and help support each of the shows on here. You also have the option of doing a one-time donation if you don't want to, you know, spend a dollar each month, or you want to give a little bit more, you want to do it at just one time so it's not coming out of your checking account every month. But go over there and hit one of those buttons and subscribe or donate to the show. And the reason we do that is most of us do this for free. We don't get paid to get on here and share our stories, and somebody still has to pay for the stuff in terms of hosting and the equipment and stuff like that. And we'd like to keep the owner of Podnuts, the door-to-door geek, happy with the network and the job that we're doing. So go ahead and do that. Also, why don't you head over to the deals page and support some of the affiliates that we have with the show. Over there, you'll find a link for the computer business kit, which basically is a toolkit put up by our good friend Bryce over at technibble.com. And it's one of those types of things where if you're just starting your business and you need some stuff to help you get organized, help you systemize some things, you know, get some forms, look for ways to help you get new clients and stuff like that. This kit will give you just about everything you need to get going. It'll get you some forms that you can use in your business. It'll give you some links where you can go and find a list of suppliers, things of that nature. You'll find some other software links to some of the things that we talk about on here, the D7. The PC Repair Tracker, Fabs Auto Backup. Fabs Auto Backup, I know you've heard us talk about many times on the show here. And just so that you know, it's not just something for computer repair shops. If you work on networks and you need to transfer users from one desktop to another, I use Fabs all the time for that. It'll basically transfer a domain profile from one station to another. One of the reasons I really like it is that it will transfer all of the settings inside of Outlook, so that if you have an Outlook profile with a cached exchange mode, you know, normally if you set somebody up and say they've got 20 gigs worth of an OST file that's either got a re-download from an exchange server or from Office 365, it's going to kill up bandwidth. And if you're doing that in the middle of the day on a network, users aren't going to be very happy. So I use it to do that transfer. It saves me that bandwidth that the new person doesn't have to worry about waiting for their mail to come down. It also will bring over their contact history and all of that stuff. So it's almost like they don't miss a beat when they get over to their new system. So just head over there and do some of these deals and support the network. Again, the Computer Business Toolkit, Fabs Auto Backup, sponsors of the shows, Ninja RMM is a sponsor of one of the shows. And if you're looking for an RMM tool to get started that will help you monitor networking equipment, workstations, servers, if you're looking for something to help you automate things in the IT infrastructure in terms of running scripts, configuring alerts, remotely configuring policies, things like that, Ninja is a great place to start. They have one of those dashboards that you can pretty much see everything you need to become an IT ninja. And ninjarmm.com, one of the great sponsors of the Podnuts Network. So I also want to mention, I should probably mention Instant House Call. A good buddy, Corey, basically provides remote software for IT pros. And if you haven't looked at Instant House Call recently, look at it again. It has basically been revamped. It looks much nicer. It is made to work with Windows 10. You can provide both on-demand and unattended services. You can brand stuff. You can do automated repairs. It is a very, very good remote support tool to get started in order to, you know, just provide remote support for your customers. You can, you know, if you're just a one-man shop, you can sign up for just their Uno package, which is just for one technician. You can actually get a couple of different plans. If you are a shop with multiple technicians, you can get one where you have 5 or 10 concurrent sessions. So you could be doing multiple sessions at a time with Instant House Call. So head over to instanthousecall.com and look at that. The other thing I want to talk about is I just recently, within the last 2 nights, had another committee meeting for the Unconvention. This year happening in Washington, D.C., and it is scheduled for September 16th and 17th, and it is going to be 2 jelly-packed days. And when I say jelly-packed, it is pretty much all day, both days, Saturday and Sunday. And there are going to be, you know, obviously a lot of the same names that you hear a lot. You know, myself, Matt will be there, Martin will be there, a lot of the guys from the Podnuts community. Mike Smith from the Mike Tech Show will be there. So you're going to see that. I believe you will also, you know, Matt Rodella, Corey will be there. I think Paco is on board. And if not, I probably just signed him up. So sorry about that, Taco. So we're all going to be there. And the sessions this year are going to be better than they were last year. So if you went last year, think about better. If you didn't go last year, head over to unconvention.io. You'll see a couple of links there. One will be the schedule, and you'll see the schedule is quite nicely being fleshed out. One of the things that's different this year is we're actually bringing in an expert to give an expert presentation, Brian Best of Best Max, who pretty much grew his business from just being a regular break-fix shop, grew it into a retail shop, and then into an MSP organization. So he's going to give us basically his story and tell us about the journey and the lessons that he learned. So for some of us that have been doing this a while and are still transforming our business, there'll be some great tips there. If you're just starting out and you want to look at somebody with a roadmap with, you know, the good lessons learned and the bad lessons learned, Brian Best will share those with us there. We're also going to hear from our good friends over at Malwarebytes. They were there last year, and for those that did not go, Malwarebytes basically just, I mean, they just basically opened up the floodgates and said, hey guys, look, tell us what's good, tell us what's bad. We want to make the program work for you. And it was just one of those sessions where every tech dreams of being able to talk to the developer of a program, the people that actually make things happen. And some of the stuff that you saw come out with Malwarebytes over the last year, the stuff that has to do with their tech bench, a lot of that came from the session that we spent with them last year. and the feedback that we gave them, and, you know, some of the stuff that they told us that was in the works, things that they thought that they did really well, even admitted some things that they didn't do very well, but very productive. I'm assuming it's going to be something similar this year, where, again, we'll get to talk with them, talk about how things have been over the last year, and it'll be a great time. And then, of course, you know, we got the schmoozing that happens, all the times that you'll be able to spend with just other techs in the industry, techs starting out, veteran techs, owners of businesses that, you know, just like you and I, we are, you know, working our tails off every day to try to make things better in our business. And that's what you're going to get at the DCUN convention. And of course, you'll get the added benefit of being able to see sites in Washington, D.C. That's what I'm doing. I'm flying in the family. So we will be visiting some of the sites and touring our nation's capital. So be sure you sign up for that. Fly over, dry over, do what you got to do, but come hang out with us over at the DCUN convention. So what else we got here? I do want to also mention the owner of Podnuts, Door to Door Geek, has also started his own podcast that basically gives us a little insight into Door to Door Geek and the Podnuts Network. And he talks a lot about podcasting. He talks about, you know, for those of you that, you know, may want to tinker with podcasting, if you want to do a better job than what I do on podcasting, hear that stuff from the man himself, Door to Door Geek. I guess his show is called DDG, Diary of a Madman You Can Love. So other great shows over there. Of course, you've got the live show, the Computer Repair Podcast every Sunday. And you've got our show, Podnuts Pro, Podnuts Daily, My Hard Drive Died, the Mini PC Show. A lot of good things happening here at the Podnuts Network. So like I said, just wanted to keep this short and sweet, do a lot of the housekeeping stuff. Matt and I will be back real soon with a new crop of shows. And I believe there is a rumor that the Mountain Man himself, the Third Musketeer, Obando, will be back on a regular basis, coming to a podcast real soon near you. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I will bid you all a good night. I will spare you the Benjamin Franklin quote. I will spare you the Star Wars movie clip of the week. And until next time, holla.
Hey, this is Martin Abando from Geeksters on the Podnuts Network. Thank you so much for listening to the show right now and supporting the Podnuts Network. We can't do it without you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, something that tickles your fancy you want to ask us about, you can reach out to us at geeksters@podnuts.com. You can always listen to us. We're going to be here all the time, trying to figure out what's going on with the world of computers. Hey, don't forget to be grunted out there. Thanks, guys.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.